Smell that?
It's the airing of a lot of dirty laundry.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened?
On Star 102.5.
Our listener Rick tells us about meeting Shirley on OkCupid, and he thought their date went, well, better than okay, but Shirley's been ghosting him. And he's really wondering if there's anything left here to pursue, so we have tracked Shirley down, got her on the phone, going to get her side of things now. Hey, Shirley, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. All right. So we're calling on behalf of Rick. Rick told us that you guys met on OkCupid, and that you met him out with some of your friends. You guys had some drinks. He thought you guys had a pretty good time, but he hasn't heard anything back from you since. Says you're ghosting him. And he was just kind of wondering what's going on. We're trying to help him. So can you tell us what happened?
Sure. I did have a good time on the date. I was a little, like, skeptical at first because you never know what you're going to get with online dating. And sure. I was a little concerned, but he was a really nice guy about it.
Okay.
Well, this sounds good. This is sort of what he said, that you guys hit it off.
I mean, we did.
Okay. So then what changed things for you?
I felt like he kind of displayed some behavior that was, I mean, let's say, kind of childish.
Oh.
Okay, so he was nice but a little immature. Was there something in particular that he did?
I mean, I would say, like, he didn't act childish on the date, but he told me some stuff that makes me think he isn't really ready for a serious relationship.
Oh, well, we need to hear what happened.
Right, so, like, what?
He asked me if I had any plans for Easter, so I told him no big deal, and then he goes on to tell me how excited he is because he absolutely loves the holiday.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm assuming this isn't it yet. There must be more coming.
Right.
So what? Yeah. All right.
Until he told me that he's looking forward to it because his family has, like, an annual egg hunt, and I thought he meant for, like, little kids, but... Nope. His mom still hides eggs for her 20-year-old son to find.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Well,
that's ridiculous. We only hid ours for our 17-year-old.
But this is where it ends.
Right. Once you hit the twos, no more.
Yeah, I don't think this is that big of it. It sounds kind of fun. I mean, don't you think?
I mean, it's fun if it's, like, with a friend or someone you're hanging out with, but if you're going to date somebody, I don't want to date somebody like that.
Okay. Right. Well, of course, Shirley, you know, Rick is listening in. Rick, so you heard Shirley there. She thought the fact that your family still does an Easter egg hunt for young adults is not very cool. So what do you have to say to that?
Yeah, what does my egg hunt have anything to do with you?
Listen, I'm sorry. It means that you're kind of a mama's boy, and that's fine. I don't hate you for it, but I just don't want to date you because of it.
Mama's boy. We had fun on a date, correct?
Yeah, we did, but it really won't be fun for me when I'm dating a man that still acts like a little kid.
I don't believe this. So we had a good time. I treated you right, not like all these other guys who treat you like crap. And I'm getting rejected because I like my family's Easter egg hunts.
You're 20 years old. Like, okay. The oldest you should be for an egg hunt is 12. Once you're a teenager, your picking days are over. And you're right, you were really nice, but, like, I also don't want to date a child.
17. Okay.
All right. I'm a child because I like to spend time with my family. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like fun to me. I mean,
yeah, sound fun to me too.
You're a little too playful for Shirley. You're just different people. But
apparently,
I don't know. I would have had a great time with an adult. I still actually would enjoy an adult. What are we looking for in the eggs?
No, I mean, still chocolate and jelly beans is fine by me. It doesn't have to be
well, not the jelly beans, but yeah, chocolate. And I'll take a quarter.
Right. That'll buy you a handful of M&Ms.
Right. All right. Well, yeah, I'm kind of with you, Carl. There's really nothing I feel like we can do here beyond. We found out for you, Rick. You wanted to know what happened. You now know what happened. And I think Colleen's right. You guys just don't sound like a match. So, sorry.
I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Good luck to you. Shirley, thanks for coming on, telling your side of things. We appreciate that. Good luck to both of you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Tired of Tinder?
Bored with Bumble?
Mad at Match?
If you want to take a chance on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt's Hang Up or Hang Out, call our after-the-show hotline at 309-4270.